get a chance to coach these kids again. Maybe not the schedule that you've had in the past summers. Definitely not the schedule in the postseason, but awfully glad, hey, we get a chance to coach some baseball this summer.
Yeah, it'll be a lot different than past years. They'd already canceled the district tournament and the state tournament. So really just a good year to develop these kids and look forward to next year. I mean, we got a lot of good talent out, a lot of new young kids out, and that's good to see. Just the biggest thing was just getting these kids out and getting them a little bit of a baseball season this summer.
Trying to get some practice time, but I think Mother Nature's kind of had a hand in that the last couple of nights, hadn't she?
We've been lucky enough the past couple of nights that we've been able to get some practice in. We've been going at 5 o'clock, so pretty much just right before the storm's been hitting. I think we're probably the only team that's been able to get some practice in. So
that's terrific. That's good, because that first game coming up, you're two weeks away from the home game against Norton.
Yeah, I think that the coach had messaged me, and I think that game, we're going to have to reschedule that game because he didn't have enough players, is what he had said.
So hopefully you'll still have that game, but just set a different date.
Yep.
Now, you did have some kids because of they ran a, you know, eligibility, had to move up to the seniors. How many kids did you lose from last year to go up to the seniors?
We lost a good majority of our kids, like Colton Stevens, Tanner Jacobs, and a lot of those guys that had played for me for the 2 years that I'd coached, and I'd say probably roughly seven or eight of those kids had to move up.
Wow, that's a pretty good chunk. So there's some kids that still will be in their second year, and you'll have some of those junior Bs will make their way up playing with the juniors for the first time.
Oh, yeah. Practice has been going good. They've, like those junior B kids, they've been showing a lot. They're hungry. Like I made sure to tell them, like, no position's spoken for. So they're just leaving everything out on the table at practice and just trying to make the most of it.
You always like to have experience pitching. It was a number of your experienced pitchers. Did they move up, or do you got a couple of kids still left that got quite a few innings last year for you?
Yeah, we have a couple kids this year that threw a little bit last year. Cameron Workmeister, he threw a little bit for us last year. Carson Garcia, he threw quite a bit for us last year. And not too many of these kids said that they were pitchers. So, I mean, we're going to have to work with some of them, kind of develop them into pitchers and see what they can do.
I know that the teams on your schedule, I mean, not many, but you're going to play, 23, 24 games. But Norton, you got a Kearney team, you got an Ogallala team. It's always competitive. Hayes, Kansas. So the teams you have on your schedule, Hastings, they'll be competitive games, won't they?
Yeah, they'll be definitely be quality games. I know Ogallala, they gave us a run for our money last year. That would be some good competition. And like you said, Hastings, they're always have good talent. And just along with Hayes, like, they're just a bunch of competitors, and we're gonna have to grind and hopefully be ready when that day comes.
Do we dare give a plug for your assistant coach for this year? You have a little help as well this summer, don't you?
I have a couple of them this year. Yep. Seth Duggar, he'll be helping me, along with Cameron Berkey.
So those two guys, no question, know their baseball, and that will give you a chance work different areas. No question, it helps out to have more hands the better, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Like you said, they know a lot about the game, and it just allows us to work on a lot more in practice. Which we can each take our own group and just go with it. Like, I trust these guys enough. Like, they know what they're doing, and I don't have to question anything they're doing. So,
hey, I haven't had a chance to talk college ball. We had a chance to talk a couple of months ago. Now, after the spring is over, what's it look like for you for next year when it comes to your college baseball?
I'll be going back for my final season. I talked to a lot of the seniors last year and some of my roommates, and they'd all said that they're going to go back in and finish out this last year. So,
I think we had talked about that, but I went, maybe had a chance to think about it, change your mind. But nope, you want to go back and you want to compete one more year, don't you?
Yeah, I'm just trying to make the most of it.
What would you – I know you were thinking, and I failed to ask Coach Smalley about this. What would have been like a summer with no baseball? When's the last time you ever said that?
Oh, man, it would have been – definitely would have been different. Last time I had a summer without baseball, I was probably pretty young, so it definitely would have been different. I'm not sure quite what I've done, but I'm just thankful that they decided to give these kids a chance to come out and play.